עמוד 489, מאמר האומה, בטור ב', דבר המתחיל ובושה להודות.
We will read from the nation, from the paragraph that starts with, it's a shame to admit. Again, we'll read from Baal Salam's article, the nation, starting from the paragraph, it is a shame to admit. It is a shame to admit that one of the precious merits that we've lost during the exile, and the most important of them, is the loss of the awareness of the nationality, meaning that natural feeling that connects and sustains each and every nation. The threads of love that connect the nation, which are so natural and primitive in all the nations, have become degenerated and detached from our hearts, and they're gone.
Meaning there really is a special group which on one hand there's something that connects them together, but not on a corporeal level. And this connection is kind of very loose. It's in some place above them, but it's not that they feel themselves as truly being connected to one another. And it's not because their ego is big, or their small ego that is connected to certain nations, that they don't even feel a difference between that and this and that. Ah, this is my brother, they're all like that. And we're more developed, more egotistical, so we feel ourselves more distant. No. The natural, materialistic, corporeal, earthly connection in this world is not there, and therefore there's only the spiritual connection, which is gone. It's gone from us. And
worst of all, even the little we have left of the national love that is not instilled in us positively, as it is in all the nations. Rather, it exists within us on a negative basis. It is the common suffering that each of us suffers, being a member of the nation. This has imprinted within us a national awareness and proximity, as with fellow sufferers. This is an external cause. As long as this external cause joined and blended with our natural national awareness, an odd kind of national love emerged and sparked off this jumble, unnatural and incomprehensible. And most important, it is completely unfit for its task. Its measure of warmth suffices only to an ephemeral excitement, but without the power and strength with which we can be rebuilt as a nation that carries itself. This is because a union that exists due to an outside cause is not at all a national union. In that sense, we're like a pile of nuts, united into a single body from the outside, by a sack that envelops and unites them. Their measure of unity does not make them a united body. And each movement applied to the sack produces in them tumult and separation. Thus they consistently arrive at new unions and partial aggregations. The fault is that they lack the inner unity, and their whole force of unity comes through outside incidents. To us, this is very painful to the heart. Indeed, the sparks of nationalism was kept within us to its fullest measure, but it has dimmed and has become inactive. It has also been greatly harmed by the mixture it had received from the outside, as we have said. However, this does not yet enrich us, and reality is very bitter. The only hope is to thoroughly establish for ourselves a new national education, to reveal and ignite once more the natural national love that has been dimmed within us, to revive once more the national muscles which have been inactive in us for two millennia, in every means suitable to this end. Then we will know that we have a natural, reliable foundation to be rebuilt and to continue our existence as a nation qualified to carry itself as all the nations of the world.
This is the foundation to our work and to the education that we need to erect, to the movement of the unification of the nation that we need to establish. As he writes, the only hope is, and this is for us, first of all, he says, is to arrange for ourselves a national education. That's the first thing, in a fundamental way to start with, and to ignite and enthuse again the national pride. Why do we need this national education in order to reveal this natural, national love that's already in us, that's already kind of blurred in us? This is what we have to do to cause this, to establish this, and to continue until this is truly the fire that which will start to show itself from within the nation. Yes.
The word nationality awakens many connotations. What does he mean by that?
He doesn't mean anything else than us feeling belonging to one body. That's it. Not that we're similar to the Germans and the Americans or who else there, but that we feel ourselves as there is some kind of connection between us, not like today, in which is we're like brothers in time of problems, but that the connection between us is natural, it doesn't disappear, and it exists in each and every one of us, and we can't run away from it. That's how we awaken from above such illumination that maintains us. In other nations, it's also an illumination, it's all by the light, but in them, it's in a permanent way as the form of an inanimate, and that holds them together, and they can't separate. They feel inside. I belong, let's say, to some nation. That's it. Whereas with us, there's no such thing. We need to extend it from above. Yes, Chaim.
That's exactly my question, because he talks about the natural national love.
Say that we had it in the times of Abraham when he established this nation, this nationality, and it was, and then we lost it throughout the shattering and throughout the exile.
I thought that exactly what we don't have is natural love, and our whole work is above nature, because we come from above nature, from many different nations.
So what is he calling us?
That's what I don't understand.
So I'm telling you, we need to renew it. But we are drawing upon us this natural spiritual love, because we don't have corporeal love. We don't want to be connected to one another, and we can't be connected to one another like every other nation and within itself.
In the beginning of what we read, he said we lost the natural connection that connects each and every nation. But for us, yes, to begin with, it's a different thing.
Different, yes. It's a different connection. But it was definitely natural for us. And that's not there anymore. Okay? What, Coleman?
Can we say that this natural love or natural emotion is love thy friend as thyself, as a Jew, that's the uppermost value?
Certainly it has to be of that form, and that was what operated until it completely disappeared. even during the ruin of the temple, it was nevertheless there. It was there, it was there, it was there, until throughout the last 2,000 years it already doesn't exist. And today it's beyond that.
So this is the new definition that we want to publicize for what's a Jew. That the higher value for me is love thy friend as thyself.
Yes. Good.
This education for national love, only Kabbalists can give that education?
Only. No one else even thinks in that direction. And or that it's needed. Moldova.
Good morning, our teacher. Good morning to the world, Kli. First of all, I'd like to thank the group that supports us from the beginning of the lesson in the galaxy, and also to thank the world, Kli, since this is not the first group that connects in order to support us. And to focus internally. And here's a question that comes from this. I want to awaken the group. How do I ask that from the Creator? That's basically the question. Please give this one most practical example that I can write on a piece of paper and hold on to during the day so that it will always it will always hold me in the thoughts with the group, etc.
So please write down, I do everything that I just as possible to do in order to awaken the group without looking at their response. I do everything in order to connect the group together. I pray for them in silence so that they won't know. And I do all the actions that they should know and do see. And to give them an example, every single thing. By that, I'm not dependent on anyone. And if I want to be dependent, that I first will be dependent on the Creator and ask Him to give me the strength and the desire. And then, after I do everything and ask from the Creator, I can also turn to them and ignite them, turn them on somehow. But that's it. Only me. If there's not me for myself, then who? Moscow.
Good morning, Rav. A question about the realization of how to become one body, one nation. Now the tens in Moscow are connecting between them and also turning to other cities, Kiev, Peter, New York, friends from Petah Tikva, and mostly meeting at 5 for 15 minutes. In order to become one Kli, to receive the light of the Zohar. It's basically a preparation to the Zohar lesson. So now the question is, now there is a new deficiency formed. After he told us that until the Moldova Congress, the whole Russian Kli needs to become 110, the question is whether we should continue to connect before the evening lesson, 2, 3, 5, 10s, or we're already ready to make one Zoom with 100 or 150 Russian-speaking men 15 minutes before the Zohar to help build a single Kli and raise the importance of the Zohar lesson.
I don't know to tell you yes or no. I'm afraid that if you start to connect in such a way that it's not a 10, who will make sure that everyone will be there and everyone will be connected and everyone can say even one word? I don't know. It's a problem on the other hand. The quantity isn't always in spirituality something that benefits. There's a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. I don't recommend. Maybe, yes, part of the meet of your meeting at 5 for a few minutes, but actually, a 10 is a 10 nevertheless. The main emphasis should be on the 10s. And also try to connect me a little to it, if it's possible. Yes, Chaim.
About the Zoom meetings of the 10s during the day, we started from reading an excerpt and then doing a workshop. Then you recommended hearing an audio excerpt from the lesson, and you said it's better than talking between us.
Because I heard many groups and I saw that it's... You know, that you're not filling the time in the right way. But to choose good, strong excerpts that awaken the hearts. Yes?
For us, after we did both this and that, some friends feel it's better to hear a recording, other friends feel it's better to hear a short recording and then do a short workshop, and some feel that at least once in a while it's better to go back to reading an excerpt and then doing a workshop.
Do this, that, and the other. I'm not deciding.
How to decide?
To make it so that it'll be the most moving time for connection.
So, to choose according to whatever will make the most emotional impression, yeah?
Yes. Okay, so for the time being, we will go to our day. That's it. So... Say a few words, otherwise they don't put on the...
Yeah, the evening lesson, 5:30 p.m. Israel time, you're all invited to watch. Live lesson, Zohar Lesson with Rav Lightman. Thanks to the TV viewers. And new courses in the Kabbalah campus. New courses are opening this month. For details, call 1-700-509-209. From Unity to One, the Kabbalah Congress in Moldova. We're inviting everyone to a Congress in Kabbalah Congress in Kishinev, which will take place on September 6th through 8th. For details, go to kabbalah.info/convention. And now we'll watch a video clip. The annual convention for Russian speakers. Take advantage of the opportunity once a year to meet with thousands of friends. Leave alone all of your engagements and engage in spiritual development. You'll receive this sharp sensation, power, and flavor of unity and freedom that exists in it. Go and register on Sviva Tova or help others reach the Congress through Help Chaver. 6th through the 8th of September 2019 in one of the most beautiful areas in Europe, the city of Kishinev, Moldova, in the exhibition gardens there. Go ahead and register.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. Ash
אשרייתך והזקן כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם אשרייתך והזקן כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כל, אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כל.